White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, November 16, 1903. My dear Edson, I have begun several letters to you, but after writing a few lines, have left them to take up some other subject that seemed to demand immediate attention. A heavy burden has been laid upon me because of the perils that have been brought in by some of our medical missionary leaders. I have had to write much concerning the strange doctrines and theories expressed in Living Temple. Were these theories accepted by our people, the strong pillars of our faith, and the truths that have made Seventh-day Adventists what they are, would be swept away. I have had to show the fallacy of these doctrines, presenting them as a species of last-day heresy. We are told by the Word of God that just such teaching will be brought in at this time. Neither Christ nor the apostles taught the doctrines that are found in Living Temple. They taught clearly the truth of the existence of a personal God. Paul speaks of Christ as the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Colossians 1, verse 15. No man can explain the mysteries of God. His glory is hidden from the world. Of what value are the surmisings and speculations of men concerning his personality? The Creator is belittled by some of the ideas regarding him that are expressed in Living Temple. Christ is the representative of the Father, the express image of his person. Hebrews 1, verse 3. Creation speaks to us of the skill and power of God. In his goodness, God has placed on the earth beautiful flowers and trees, wonderfully adapted to the countries and the climate in which they grow. And though sin has marred the form and beauty of the things of nature, though on them there may be seen traces of the work of the prince of the power of the air, yet they still speak of God, and still reveal some of the beauty of Eden. In the heavens above, in the earth, in the broad waters of the ocean, we see the handiwork of God. All creation testifies of his power, his wisdom, his love. Yet not from the stars or the ocean or the cataract can we learn of the personality of God. This Christ came to reveal. God saw that a more powerful revelation than nature was needed to portray his personality and his character. He sent his Son into the world to reveal, so far as could be endured by human sight, the nature and the attributes of the invisible God. Christ came to reveal to a fallen race the love of God. He, the light of the world, veiled the dazzling splendor of the brightness of his divinity, and came to live on this earth as a man among men, that they might, without being consumed, become acquainted with their Creator. No man has seen God at any time except as he is revealed through Christ. Because of frequent triumphs, Satan is becoming more bold and defiant in his rebellion against God. The rapid development of evil, the confusion among the laboring classes, reveal that men are rapidly taking sides. They are being bound up in bundles to be burned. The labor unions are quickly stirred to violence if their demands are not complied with. Plainer and plainer is it becoming that the inhabitants of the world are not in harmony with God. No scientific theory can explain the steady march of evil workers under the generalship of Satan. In every mob, wicked angels are at work, rousing men to commit deeds of violence. Satan seems to have taken control of the minds of men. Murder, robbery, wickedness of every kind reveal the leadership of the great enemy of souls. In the days of Noah, violence filled the land, and thus Christ has told us that it will be in the last days. The history of the old world is to be repeated. The perversity and cruelty of men will reach such a height that God will reveal himself in his majesty. Very soon the wickedness of the world will have reached its limit, and as in the days of Noah, God will pour out his judgments. But even when wickedness is at its height, we may know that our Helper is close by our side. Let us have faith and confidence in God. The promise is,
Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. James 4, verse 8.